This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. For decades, where there is no right to carry allowed, gun control advocates constantly claim that introducing right to carry would lead to disaster. Inevitably, what happens is that the disasters don't occur, and then they move on to the next prediction of disaster. And we have to keep track of these predictions, if only to judge how much weight to give to their erroneous predictions. Now, right now in Montana, this is the latest state to let people carry concealed handguns on college campuses. And the State Board of Regents for the university system demanded an emergency stay from the state Supreme Court because serious harm is threatened if the law goes into effect next week, June the 1st. They took a very real gamble using this kind of apocalyptic language because the state Supreme Court didn't grant them their stay. So the question begs to be answered. After the law goes into effect and there are none of their predicted problems, what happens to their case? Now, Montana, I've always thought of Montana as sort of a, and if any of you are listening that are from Montana, in Montana, hail from Montana. If I'm wrong, please let me know. But I've always sort of thought of Montana as a sort of wide open gun state. I know they had some sort of weird partial constitutional carry going on there, but I don't really know the details of it. But it makes me wonder if the left-leaning professors and college students in a state like Montana feel safe going off campus. Because being on campus up to this point, of course, they've been able to make it a gun-free zone. When they get off campus, then they're in guns-allowed zones. Whether they go to a restaurant or movie theater or a grocery store, they're very likely find themselves next to someone who is legally carrying a gun. But 7% of Montanans already possess concealed handgun permits, and students and faculty somehow manage to leave campus. Now, gun control advocates don't understand that criminals seek out targets where the victims can't defend themselves. They're looking for someone who is not allowed or is not capable of fighting back. And gun-free zones make targets more attractive to criminals. It is no accident that 94% of mass public shootings occur where the victims are disarmed. Now, Montanans were supposed to be able to carry concealed handguns at college campuses starting June 1st, but they filed this legal challenge with the state Supreme Court to the new law last Thursday. Faculty and staff worry that students who are angry about grades might shoot professors. The academic community, they argue, will be afraid to openly discuss issues for fear of harm. So it will be difficult to hire faculty and students will be scared away. Isn't that the stupidest thing you've ever heard? Now, there are plenty of places And like today, I was speaking to a state senator, and I just asked him point blank, do you guys, when you guys are considering legislation here that is not here yet but is present in other places, do you look at it to see how they are doing in these other places? And he said, yes, they do that. But that part of it is sort of beside the point to a certain degree. This is what they're saying. University of Montana professor Doug Coffin wrote this. The new law targets our Montana university system students and public education itself. This will not only kill students, but also the future of public education in Montana. Residence halls are incredibly dense living spaces, and by their nature, they are an incredibly dangerous place for the possession of firearms. 11 other states have campus carry. 23 other states leave the decision up to individual colleges. Professors in state after state have predicted that these laws will be disastrous. In 2015, Dan Hammermesh, a emeritus professor at the University of Texas, was quoted in international news stories after speculating a disgruntled student might bring a gun into the classroom and start shooting at me has been substantially enhanced by the concealed carry law. According to the University of Texas at Austin's Campus Carry Policy Working Group, people thought it would impede the university's ability to recruit and retain students, faculty, and staff. But no matter where you look, no permit holder has ever shot a faculty member. Among campuses that allow concealed carry, not one has ever experienced a violent shooting by someone who is legally carrying a gun. There have been a few accidental discharges, but none were life-threatening because these people carrying the guns were probably observing the rules, like where they're pointing. Permit holders have been extremely law-abiding, with permits being revoked for firearms-related violations at rates of thousands or tens of thousands of one percentage point. Civilian permit holders are convicted of firearms violations at 1/7 the rate of police officers. Texas Public University started allowing concealed carry in 2016, and enrollment has risen every year from the fall of 2015 to the fall of 2019, up to a total of 6% at four-year universities. And SAT scores rose by 7%. So if you're going to try to prove your case here that this is a disaster waiting to happen, you're going to have a hard time finding it. You'll search in vain for any stories from the last few years of faculty leaving because of campus carry policies. So in this filing with the Montana Supreme Court, the Board of Regents argued that Montana's 1972 Constitutional Convention vested it with the full power, responsibility, and authority to manage the Montana university system. But remember, even Joe Biden says this full power comes with limitations. Obviously, the regents can't decide to hold criminal trials without juries or execute people for speech it doesn't like. Both the Montana and federal constitutions protect the rights of speech and jury trials, and they also protect people's right to self-defense. If leftist academics really believed their claims about guns, they would have left states like Montana or Texas or any of the other right-to-carry states a long time ago. The most ardent gun control advocate would never put gun-free zone signs on their home because they know what that invites. They know what this indicates. A gun-free zone sign indicates nothing but people calling first responders here. Nobody able to act as their own first responder. We should stop putting them elsewhere as well. At the very least, stop putting them there. It might be that way, but stop putting them there. And as for the rest of this, these guys are just a bunch of liars. I don't know. I know there may be a handful that have quit, but they're not leaving in droves. They don't really believe that. They just don't like you having a gun. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTac carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
In 2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E, essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Excuse me. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added
Automated enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I'm going to tell you some horrific stuff here. On May 2nd in New York City, a black woman attacked two Asian women with a hammer. Now, can you imagine being beaten with a hammer of any type, ball, peen, claw? On May 14th, three people were slashed with knives within a 12-minute period on a New York subway. On March 17th, a young woman was attacked with acid, burned, and blinded in New York. On May 18th in Florida, May 13th in Hawaii, March 12th in New York, people were set on fire. Can you imagine being on fire? Not burning, being on fire. On May 21st, a Jewish man in New York was attacked with pepper spray. That's actually the most tame of them all, isn't it? You know that that's just going to... It's going to hurt, but it's all a temporary thing. Antifa and BLM rioters have routinely, and as recently as this week, used metal pipes, Molotov cocktails, laser pointers, frozen water bottles, canned vegetables, mortar-like fireworks, eggs, glass bottles, chunks of concrete, bricks, and fire in their continuing attacks on first responders and just people that just happen to be in a place at a certain time. Pro-regressive, pro-stateless Arab protesters have also resorted to violence beyond words to attack Jews since the recent ceasefire in Israel. Not to mention fists and feet. Now, Biden's nominee to head the ATF, David Shipman, wants to ban assault weapons. His position and statements would be... They'd be pretty funny if they weren't so dangerous. And besides, you know, he's disingenuous about it, too. He's basically lying to people. He carried, this is his statement, he carried an AR-15 just like the millions in circulation as an ATF agent. Really? Sure it wasn't an M16 or an M4? Fully automatic? Not really comparison there, is there? Now, believing and encouraging others to believe that banning semi-automatic rifles with detachable magazines, regardless of their capacity, will make America safer, has no basis in fact. Paper targets will be safer. Certain varmints will be safer. Banning such weapons may harm some small business owners who own gun shops and shooting ranges, as well as some larger manufacturers of ammunition, reloading supplies, and firearms. Why not simply believe the government's own statistics, though, of weapon of choice? The FBI's murder stats for 2018 show there were 14,123 murder victims in the United States. That in and of itself is not too bad for a population 330 million plus, though devastating for those closest to the crimes. Of those, 297 or 2% were killed by criminals using rifles. Category of rifles was not further broken down, so there's no easily available numbers on how many assault weapon type rifles were used, but logic dictates that it was fewer than 297. Nearly 11% of these victims were killed by criminals wielding knives, 3% by those employing blunt objects like hammers, both categories, by the way, over and above people being shot by any kind of rifle. The most favored tool of murder before knives were handguns. And they were responsible for 73% of all murders. Now, the Senate bill mentioned by Shipman during his testimony contains a pages-long list of all the weapons to be banned. Now, one thing that I know is that the lessons learned are rarely remembered. What happened when the DEA listed all the drugs that they wanted to outlaw? Depending on what the drug was, creators of illicit drugs changed a molecule and went on about their business, because technology is a wonderful thing and as easily abused as it is used. And the thing you have to remember is that all crime is defined as a matter of legislation at federal, state, local, and tribal levels. So criminals, by definition, by their naming, defy this legislation. So who in their right mind could possibly think that even more legislation would take those weapons out of the hands of these people, these criminals, or prevent murder altogether? Not too long ago, somebody I know was headed to a conference in Europe, and I advised her to stay away from refrigerated trucks. Many more people were killed in Nice, France, by the single driver of that truck on July 14, 2016, than had ever been killed in the United States by a single person wielding a semi-automatic rifle. Some UC Berkeley students were there, and they were among the injured. The perpetrator of that crime just happened to be out on parole after having attacked someone with a wooden pallet. So we think banning assault weapons will stop some of this stuff. It's been disheartening over the past couple of years to watch the Soros-acuters around the country behave as though they believe that redefining crime or refusing to prosecute criminal activity will reduce crime. And it's just the opposite. People and their communities are even less safe. These murders and assaults are not committed by weapons or tools or anything else, but by those employing them. The pro-regressives live in a dream state where people, when their exterior environment is modified, they're expected to magically become internally changed into good, kind, compassionate people who no longer harbor violent and murderous thoughts or intentions. That's a most preposterous way to think. In fact, it's downright stupid. This is like believing that if you take away all the syrup, pancakes will cease to exist. Criminals are very opportunistic, so they're going to do and use whatever they can find close at hand, readily available. And it doesn't matter if it's a claw hammer or brick. It doesn't matter. They're going to employ it for a purpose it was not intended to be used for, like a gun. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans say they're ready to take a vacation again after mostly being stuck at home during the pandemic. More than half of American adults are now at least partially vaccinated, and many say they feel safe getting back on a plane again. AAA is estimating 37 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles from their homes for the Memorial Day weekend. Ahead of the Memorial Day holiday on Monday, President Biden is delivering remarks to military families in Hampton, Virginia.
Many of you likely have lost friends in college in Afghanistan and Iraq. I know this is personal to you, especially as you head into Memorial Day weekend. We as a nation will always remember and pay tribute to those we lost.
President Biden also releasing his $6 trillion budget for the year 2022. And you're listening to USA Radio News. It's going to be a busy weekend on the road as many Americans head out for Memorial Day travel. AAA is predicting a 60% rise in holiday travelers this year after many people were cooped up during the pandemic. Regarding the coronavirus pandemic, Dr. Ashish Jha tells ABC's Good Morning America, we still need to keep our guard up.
Yeah, the virus is out there, and those variants are out there, and they're infecting unvaccinated people. So when the CDC director, Dr. Walensky, yesterday said she worries about that population, I do too. We've got to stay very careful. If you're unvaccinated, you got to keep masked up, avoid indoor gatherings, all the things that we've been talking about over the last year, because people still remain vulnerable.
The fan who dumped popcorn on NBA player Russell Westbrook is facing some serious consequences. The Philadelphia 76ers announcing the fan's season ticket will be revoked right away and that he won't be allowed into any event at the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia. USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I was mentioning this today, even. I talked about this earlier today, and I think it holds water here. Because right now, we have so many contradictions going on right now that I find myself quietly reciting the opening sentences of A Tale of Two Cities. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. In terms of safety and health and opportunity and prosperity, this is a great time to be alive in human history. But hardly anyone living anywhere is celebrating. Now, Barack Obama, when he was running for president, he sold hope on his march to power. But Black Lives Matter and Antifa preach only despair at every turn, as if somehow America in 2021 is worse than it was in 1964. And American government invested in projecting strength abroad stokes fear at home. It has never been easier to acquire know-how of almost any kind, and yet ignorance runs amok. How is this even possible when humans have never had greater access to information? Now, before the printing press revolutionized mass communication in the mid-15th century, nobody owned any books. They were prohibitively expensive secret stores of knowledge possessed by a tiny percentage of monastic scribes and wealthy elites many of whom were illiterate themselves. Within 50 years of Gutenberg's invention, more books were produced than during the previous 1,000 years. Still, just 200 years ago, almost 90% of the world couldn't even read or write. Now, almost 90% of the world is literate. Most of us walk around with little computers in our pockets that possess more computing power than they used to go to the moon, and that, along with our internet connection, allows us to retrieve almost every word that has ever been written about almost anything. If knowledge is priceless and almost anyone can scoop it up with the tap of a screen, we live in a golden age of universal wealth. Then I'll take a quick look at Facebook or Twitter and remember that you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. For every person that's interested in the gold, there seem to be 1,000 just fine with the pyrite. And that lack of discernment is crucial to producing a society surrounded by answers, yet possessing very few of them. Now, there's no problem that could possibly exist in the United States that could not be solved if we were still a nation of critical thinkers. But critical thinking has been intentionally replaced by dogma. Having a degree is not equivalent to having an education. Knowing something is not the same as understanding it. In a world saturated with the information, the key to distinguishing between truth and falsehood is one question, one word. And it can be placed in a lot of places. That word is why. Like, why should schools and companies discriminate based on skin color? Why should my race say more about me than my brain? Why is it okay for federal immigration law to be ignored while federal tax laws must be obeyed? Why are Americans who defend the Constitution treated as domestic terrorists? Why are Americans who burn down cities treated as heroes? Why does every solution to climate change involve the expansion of government power and the contraction of personal liberty? Why must the government police speech in order to keep it free? Why must government disarm citizens in order to keep them safe? Why is the government so afraid that people that it must spy on them at all times? Why is it no longer our government, but rather the government? Are these questions dangerous in a free society? No. They lead to discussion, which leads to debate, which leads to contemplation, which leads to greater understanding, which creates a more perceptive mind, a more capable American, and a more complete human being. When government deems some questions subversive, it is admitting that it no longer represents the people, but rather rules over them. Any public school system that replaces the tools necessary to develop critical thinking skills with rigid indoctrination, countenancing no dissent, is producing not healthy citizens, but very useful slaves. The great philosopher George Carlin used to say, "Don't just teach your children to read. Teach them to question what they read. Teach them to question everything." And that's how real learning is done. In the trenches. One hand on a flashlight, searching for the knowledge. Another one gripping a shovel, digging up the oft-buried truth. Carlin also knew that when it comes to truth, governments can't be trusted. He said, "I have certain rules to live by. My first rule, I don't believe anything the government tells me." Now, let's just apply that one thought process to the pandemic. Where would we be right now if everybody thought that way? If more Americans could learn this simple principle, our society would be in a much better place. Free people with free minds do not need politicians to do their thinking for them. But thinking critically takes effort, it takes work, and it can't be done overnight. There's this movie called Greater that tells the inspirational story of Arkansas Razorback offensive lineman Brandon Burlsworth, who some justifiably call the greatest walk-on in the history of college football. In one scene, his high school football coach is stressing the value of hard work by teaching his players that they cannot control how they came into the world, but control completely how they will go out. Sow with thought, you reap in action. Sow with action, you reap a habit. You sow a habit, you reap a character. You sow a character, you reap a destiny. Now, those words are at odds with the current educational malpractice, and in particular, critical race theory. Working hard and thinking critically strengthen the individual. Seeing systemic racism hiding behind every corner provides an excuse for any individual weakness. Sowing racial division produces hate. Sowing blame denies any chance for personal growth. Sowing grievance distracts from goals of greatness. And by denying that individual responsibility leads to happiness, schools no longer interested in teaching students how to learn to destroy their students' destinies. Every play starts with a cadence and ends with a whistle. What you do in between determines your legacy. Schools in the business of replacing critical thinking with critical race theory are in the business of killing legacies. So the science is settled. The time for debate is over. There will never be a day like that. We will never know it. Anybody just repeating what they're told is a mimic, not a thinker. And there's plenty of power, money, and mimicry. Towing the line and questioning nothing can be well rewarding in this life, but a mimic does not think for themselves. They're just a puppet. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Biden's nominee to head the ATF, and I've talked a little bit about him, but not so much. He's a long-time gun control advocate. This is akin to there's nothing constitutional about this guy except he's anti-constitution. And this is a guarantee. This would be bringing on a guaranteed attack to the Second Amendment right. Then they started having hearings on him this past Wednesday, and he also turned out to be a crackpot and a liar as well. Now, if you check out leftist media outlets, including taxpayer-funded NPR, it's clear that Chipman's attraction for Democrats is his commitment to grabbing guns. Chipman is a veteran of ATF, where he spent 25 years as a special agent. He currently works as a senior policy advisor at Giffords, an organization that advocates for stricter gun laws, and is led by former Representative Gabrielle Giffords, Democrat, Arizona, who was gravely wounded in a mass shooting in 2011. As part of Giffords' group, Chipman has pushed for greater regulation of ghost guns. Chipman has advocated for the federal government to strike a balance that allows law-abiding citizens to own guns for self-defense, hunting and sport, while also enabling law enforcement to prevent gun violence. He added that although all weapons can be dangerous in the wrong hands, certain firearms are particularly lethal and should be more strictly regulated. Now, this all coming, that's all ripped from NPR, right? In the second paragraph, you read that Chipman is just a balanced individual who wants to let Americans enjoy their Second Amendment right, but he also wants to keep America safe, too. So no howitzers for you. But there's something ominous there. When you get to that last line, he says that certain firearms are particularly lethal and should be more strictly regulated. On Wednesday, under hard questioning from Senator Ted Cruz, Chipman admitted that these particularly lethal firearms are AR-15s. As Senator Tom Cotton noted, Chipman defined AR-15 so broadly that it would basically cover every single modern sporting rifle in America today. And when it comes to those AR-15s, Chipman wants to ban them all. He stated, categorically, with respect to the AR-15, I support a ban. The AR-15 is America's most popular rifle. In 2019, before the world went crazy with COVID and BLM, causing 9 million Americans to be first-time gun buyers, a good guess it was that there was about 18 million AR-15s in America. There is undoubtedly now many more now. They are popular because they are lovely weapons, easy to use, easy to customize. At the end of the day, though, they are still the classic American rifle, and they don't fire a particularly lethal round. And they are almost never used to commit crimes. But Chipman, given power, would seize them. Chipman is not only an anti-gun fanatic, but he's also a liar. And perhaps to justify the government's mass slaughter at Waco in 1993, he claimed that Branch Davidians used two 50-caliber barrels to shoot down two Texas Air National Guard helicopters. In fact, while they did shoot at them, they failed, and there were no Barretts later discovered at the scene. And Chipman wasn't misinformed. He lied because, as a case agent in the Branch Davidian trial, he knew better. And showing that he's just a political hack, he absolutely refused to say that he would investigate Hunter Biden for lying on his gun application, which is a clear violation of federal law. Senator Mike Lee attacked Chipman for attacking new gun owners during an April 2020 interview, calling them Tiger King wannabes. And most importantly, he challenged Chipman's disdain for due process and his desire for a minority report world in which criminals are arrested before committing a crime. This nomination is a head-on attack to the Second Amendment. And if he's confirmed, you can bet that the Biden administration will charge hard down the path that all new tyrannies follow. They'll try to seize every weapon out there. Every gun, every revolver, every bolt-action rifle will become a bolt-action rifle will become a sniper rifle. A big-bore revolver will become a hand cannon. Chipman could be one of those lines in the sand, too. Quite easily. And here's the thing. Going down that path, reacting this way, you just got to sit back and wonder, what is Joe Biden thinking? Joe Biden had one job. Joe Biden should be cruising right about now. All he had to do was appeal for unity, let a little bit of normalcy occur. Then he could have gone after some of this stuff he wants. But Joe Biden has been running the country like an unsupervised Napoleonic brat. I mean, one thing about Joe Biden, we're coming into June, and a lot of us were saying, you know, he'll be gone by June. He won't last 6 months. Joe Biden seems to be reinvigorating, although he still likes to, you know, call a lid on it and take an early day off. Go watch the Matlock Marathon. So, you know, while we sit here and we look at Chipman and everything, Chipman is a... he is an indicator that Joe Biden doesn't really care about something constitutional. Joe Biden, he said out loud, when asked if he was going to come after AR-15s, he said, you betcha. If you got an AR-15, I'm coming for it. And I believed him. I believed him. All of you Never Trumpers out there, do you think Donald Trump would have nominated David Chipman to the ATF? Do you think that would be going on? Do you think that Trump would have dropped a $6 trillion budget that had nothing to do with anything really pressing? Do you think we'd be talking about ghost guns or any of this other stuff if Trump were president today? There's a lot of reasons President Trump is not president today. I'm still convinced that, there is no way Joe Biden got 81 million votes. There's just no way. No way. There's no way he got more votes than Trump, who got 10 million more votes than he did when he won the presidency, and Barack Obama. But he's making the most of this opportunity. He's coming after liberty. He's coming after the veto. He's got a stooge that's going to do whatever he wants to do because they think alike. He's a liar. He's a clown. And he obviously is very anti-constitutional. So, keep that in mind. Now, coming up on the third hour, about to be joined by Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.